Okay, our friends. So we heard how much everybody really liked Bakery Dragon Story. And we thought if everyone really likes the Bakery Dragon Story, we should see if maybe the author has done more than one. And guess what, my friends? Oh, good news for you. She did. And I cannot wait.
We did.
It's true. They did. And now I share it with you.
And now we should
We do. It's true. Today's story is The Bakery Dragon and the Fairy Cake. It was written by Devin L. Kurtz. And it is read today by Mommy and
the big chicken cheese sandwich.
the Big Chicken Cheese Sandwich. Yeah. Wait, the Big Chicken Cheese Sandwich? Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, I would totally eat you.
Don't!
Goodness.
Because I'll eat you first. Tum, 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 tum,
Oh,
tum, 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 tum,
friends,
Gulp.
you never know who it's going to be with mommy. You really never know. It's wild. Okay, let's get right into the story, shall we? Like all dragons, Ember loved gold. Warm, toasty, tasty gold. There was just one problem. It didn't last long in a cave full of dragons. And this gold, my friends, is the golden crust of bread. Not gold that you would wear, like a shiny necklace or earrings, or gold that you would use to buy something. And we can see it in his tray, in his cave, and all of the dragons are licking their chops, waiting to chomp down on this. And he says to them, "Don't eat too fast, or you'll get a bellyache," which is true. But Ember didn't just love eating bread, he loved baking it. He kneaded each loaf with gusto and flair. Beatrice, the baker, called Ember a natural. His trusty panel of food critics gave great feedback. "Perfect as always," they say to him as they chomp on his bread. And if he forgot to set the timer, they served as an excellent garbage disposal. "Real unique flavor. I love the undertones of charcoal," they say as they eat the burnt bread. Do you know what's funny is some people really like burnt bread.
I don't.
Do you know
I
what
definitely don't.
they'd call it?
What?
Toast. Before long,
Oh, ha ha ha.
Thanks. Before long, Beatrice trusted him to watch the bakery as she delivered faraway orders. "A letter arrived for you today," she says as she hands him a letter, and the letter says,
"Hello, Dragon Baker. I will arrive this afternoon with a very, very, very important request. Do not let me down, Princess Tunip."
The letter was strange, but Ember reckoned he could handle it. He was a natural after all. When the sun sank low and the day's chatter faded, the doorbell chimed.
"Greetings, Dragon of the Bakery. It is I, Princess Turnip of the Vegetable Fairies. You must be honored to meet me."
The princess explained that the fairy queen's birthday was only 2 days away.
"My queen has one humble request, a birthday cake."
There was a slight problem. Ember had never heard of birthday cake bread before.
"It should be round and yellow with flowers on top."
Her description was not very helpful. Still, he reckoned he could handle it. Okay, round, check. Yellow, Flower on top. Got it. So, flower is a hard one because depending on how you spell it could be two very different things. If you spell it FLOUR, then you're dealing with the substance that is used to bake with. It is a raw ingredient and white and powdery. Mm. Now, if it is, if you spell it F-L-O-W-E-R, then it is something altogether different. That is something that grows in the garden and sometimes has a lovely fragrance to it and bright colors. And you would put that in a vase on your table. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid that Ember doesn't quite understand what kind of flower she meant.
This is not the birthday cake I ordered. The pastry I seek is sweet and smooth and flat on the surface,
she says. If only she'd said so from the beginning. Ember baked a flat bread drizzled with honey.
We couldn't help but notice this bread's getting cold, say the other dragons.
You can have it,
says Ember. He's focused.
Why, this isn't a birthday cake at all. The dessert I seek is tall with layers and candles,
the princess says. Ooh, she's starting to get a little frustrated with him. Okay, back to the drawing board. So Ember tried his very best, and we can see that already he's off to bad news because he's got candles and a bowl full of, like, batter maybe that he's mixing. It doesn't quite look right. He's tried several things. And unfortunately,
this is still not cake. None of them are.
Maybe he wasn't a natural baker after all. Friends, in the pictures, we can see he's got some slices of bread with candles shoved in between them. Some bagels with some candles stuck through the middle of them. Some flatbread stacked with candles that are kind of melted between them. None of this is working. All Ember wanted to do was sulk in defeat. And his beautiful attempts have got candles shoved in them. So the other dragons are kind of looking at him like, what?
Any takers?
He says. And even the big dragon goes, I'll pass, actually.
But Prince's turnip didn't leave him any time to mope.
What you lack is not the ability, but the recipe,
she says. She grabs him by the claw, drags him down to the library, pulls out the recipe book for cakes, and hands it over.
The sugar, the sifter, the whisk, halt, no yeast,
she says. And somewhere between swirling the batter and smearing the frosting, Ember's spirits rose like dough in the oven. And before he knew it, their cake was complete.
It didn't look exactly like the picture, but the princess didn't mind. She even offered Ember a royal invitation. Dearest dragon, the queen invites you to join her birthday festivities. Dress code, your finest birthday suit.
Wow. Well, I guess if you're a dragon, it doesn't really matter what you're wearing. So away they go through the beautiful land of the fairies to where the queen of the vegetable fairies is. She looks like a radish. She looks happy. The cake looks delicious. And when Ember returned to the bakery, he didn't feel defeated any longer. In fact, he'd never felt so fired up before. And when I say fired up, my friends, please understand, I really mean it. He is snoozing on the job after having made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like a good dozen.
I can count.
Cakes. Hmm?
11.
But then there's shelves full of half-made cakes over here that might be cooling.
No, those aren't cakes. I'm guessing those are just breads.
They look like layers of something. I don't know. He's been working hard, though. We can say that. Even a natural baker needs a recipe to learn something new. And my friends, he goes through this book. He he has gone through this book and found all these different kinds of cakes and made them all and then left them out for all of the fairies to come along and taste test. Some of them look amazing. Now serving cakes, the sign says in front of the bakery. And what better way to learn than with a new friend?
It's... It's a pastry bakery.
Now it's a pastry. Yes, but it didn't start out as much, and now it is. I cannot tell you how beautiful the artwork here is, and how lovely these cakes look. I would eat them all. I would specifically like to eat that one.
I want the cherries on top of that one, and then put that icing on that one, and then put the cherries on that one.
This lemon one looks good, too. Or the strawberry one. Yeah,
I want that cake with chocolate frosting on top and a bunch of little cherries.
What about this one over here with like the little Hershey's Kisses on it? That looks good, too.
I'll put those over on top of the cherries on that one.
Friends, you got to take a look at these books because they are delicious. I want to go on record for saying, if you like these stories, go check them out. I will link them on my Amazon affiliates page so you can grab a copy of them. And that, my dear sweet friends, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.